Well, that's us coming in here where we love to say, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. You are listening to Robin Gunn on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's what OSJ stands for. We've been doing this for 30 years, and next month we'll be doing our radio show for 6 years. We've had an app for 7 or 8 years. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal's sole purpose is to bring you information that can help you and your loved ones. And that is painted in a lot of different ways. I have an author in today that's actually lived what he wrote about. It's called The Wounded Child, A Real Life Story of Healing and Hope. I have told him over and over and over, it's my favorite cover, and here I do a magazine. He's beat my covers. You just beat him, Ariel. This is Ariel.
Hello, Robin. Thank you so much.
This is Ariel Delgado, right?
You got it right.
Okay. First, before I go back to the Oklahoma Senior Journal and how people can pick it up, tell me where you got the name Ariel, and it's probably given you a few hilarities throughout
yes.
your life.
Yes. I've been in America for 20 years. A lot to overcome. a lot of counseling. No, I'm just kidding. Ariel, actually, in Spanish, is a male name.
And is it?
Okay. In Hebrew, is Lion of God. So, but yes, I've gone through a lot 20 years in America with the girl's name. Okay? So, like, Ariel, like the mermaid. You
know? Yeah,
but
no.
I got over that already. So, yeah, thank you for having me, Robin.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you're here. So, let me tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've been around for 30 years. We're a 100-page resource guide for the 50-plus, their families, and those that serve them. So, the Oklahoma Senior Journal's sole purpose is to bring you educated, informative information that helps you navigate the second half of life, which is the 50 plus. Instead of sitting on your front porch rocking your life away, we've got so many more things that the 50 plus do in their life and with their lives. We're at 650 locations in the 405 area code. So you can go to okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word, and go to the distribution button, and it'll tell you exactly where you can go in the 405 area code to pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. If you want to go digital and look at it online, we've been doing that for about 16, 17 years. Just go to our website, okseniorjournal.com, and there's a big green bar there that says latest issue. So you click on there, you can zoom in, zoom out, download, print off any of the pages in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So now, without further doodly-doos, you got to hear that I have an author who has written a book called The Wounded Child, A Real Life Story of Healing and Hope. And make sure you sign up for our e-newsletter through my website, the okseniorjournal.com. You can see a picture of his cover. I'm telling you, it's my favorite cover. It's actually a picture of half of his face as a man now and the other half of him as when he was a little boy. You said you were about 6?
I was about 4 years old.
4 years old, okay.
Yes.
Really cool. Ariel has a lot to tell us, but let me first tell you a little bit about him. Ariel Delgado.
You got it right.
Which also can mean slim or skinny.
In Spanish, yes.
Okay. So you are of, tell me where you are, you're originally from.
Uruguay.
Uruguay, which is in
South America.
All the way down.
All the way down, the last country between Argentina and Brazil.
Okay. But you've been here, you said.
About 20 years.
About 20 now. Okay. You're currently based in Oklahoma. And you've been in Oklahoma
since 2011.
Beautiful. Ariel Delgado is a corporate chaplain, speaker, author, and consultant, and a family man. He is a husband to Viviana.
Viviana, you got it.
Viviana, okay. And a father to Angelina. Say the next name.
Angelina, Juliana, Gabriela, and now Mattel.
Mattel, and how old is Mattel?
Mattel is about, what, 30 days old? So 4 weeks. Yeah, he was born about four weeks ago.
So awesome. I saw his picture, living doll. Ariel's passion through the years has been the development of leaders in different industries in the USA. Nothing in his life has equaled his passion for God and Jesus Christ and being able to help restore families. Wow. His vision is to be able to bring a message of family restoration, hallelujah. I just want to play the hallelujah chorus behind us now, to restoration to every corner of the world for families. Families are probably one of the biggest things that are attacked.
Yes.
And the first thing that breaks down our nation. So this is a very amazing mission you're on, and you have a lot to tell us about your personal walk in bringing yourself to this place where you wrote this book. And so we probably need to take our first break. We're wrapping it up, as my producer likes to say. So we will be back here more with Ariel Delgado, who has written The Wounded Child, a real-life story of healing and hope, here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Freedom 96.9 FM.
Seeing constant changes with your seniors, from loneliness to housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or constant falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication reminders, bathing assistance, housekeeping, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for more information about our in-home complete RN assessment. Our nurse will customize a care plan specific for the care of your loved one to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. That number is 405-254-3046. You can also check us out at synergyhomecareokc.com. Synergy Home Care, there when you need us.
Hi, this is Angel Myers. I'm the owner of The Event House, as seen on HGTV's House Hunters. Well, I would like to invite you to come to see my house, The Event House. If you're looking to host an event on a lakefront property, our event house was designed to host all your events, from birthday, graduation, retirement parties, to corporate meetings, maybe even a girls' night out, or have your family reunion in the backyard by the lake or the pool. For more information about The Event House, either call or email me, 405-850-3025. Or angelmyers67@icloud.com. Hey, also come see my other house, the Angel House. It's an independent residential share home for 40 plus, 50 plus. We are now open. If you're looking to shed the burden of home ownership without giving up your comfortable way of life, it's waterfront, it's your own home, come see us. For more information, Angel Myers, 405-850-3025. You can email me at angelmyers67@icloud.com. Once again, for more information about the Event House or the Angel House, please call me in Oklahoma City at 405-850-3025. You can email me also at angelmyers67@icloud.com. I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
You're probably like most people. You're doing the things you have to do now so you can enjoy a carefree life in the future. Family vacations, exploring the countryside in an RV, celebrating birthday parties with your grandkids. But what if life happens and a parent or your spouse need to move into a senior housing community? What kind of community do you need? Can you afford it financially? Where will it be located? Will the place you think offer the level of health care for your loved one? If you're intimidated by the unknowns and you have no idea what direction to go, Arrow Senior Living Advisors was designed to navigate our clients and their families through the overwhelming process of researching and selecting the right senior living community. Our strong team of advisors offer market knowledge and senior living expertise with a personal touch. It starts with a personal conversation. This allows us to better understand your current situation, your healthcare needs, budget, geographic preference. Arrow will utilize our proprietary technology called Directions to provide the top two or three options that best fit your needs. We'll provide a detailed description of each community you decide which places you'd like to see. Arrow will coordinate tours of your preferred options, and we are happy to take the tours with you. We can help you identify the best parts of each place. Arrow can provide resources to make a smooth and seamless transition. The Arrow service is 100% free to you. Our goal is to help reduce your stress and help you make the right decision the first time. You don't have to do this alone. Arrow Senior Living Advisors.
Call 405-486-9976. Email info@arrowsenioradvisors.com.
Take a look at our website, arrowsenioradvisors.com.
Village is open
OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Villages OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Hi, this is Cindy Glenn with Financial Concepts Mortgage. This year, I have 25 years of experience in home mortgage lending in Oklahoma. If you're looking for a home loan, either purchase or refinance, I specialize in all types of home loans: conventional, FHA, VA, rural development, reverse mortgages, and many more for both primary residence and investment properties. Give me a call or text me at 405-245-6845 and visit my website at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, .zip4home.com. Most importantly, I'll help you get pre-qualified for a home loan before you look for a home. I'll make your loan closings a breeze. We're a privately owned company, and all of our processing for your loan occurs right here in Edmond. That's our primary office. A simple phone call or text gets your loan application started with me, Cindy Glenn, at 405-245-6845, and visit my website at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, .zip4home.com. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Okay. Me and Ariel were just kind of talking, and my producer kept pointing at me. Robin, go on now. Go, go. Okay, I'm Robin Gunn. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, what does OSJ stand for, Ariel?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is it.
Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, you did everything great.
I passed the test.
You wanted to say senior, didn't
senior,
you?
Senior, yes, that's it. I can pronounce that right.
All right, then. So, Ariel Degato is a founder and CEO of Building Lives is the name of his corporation and what he does. We're going to be talking about in the show today. He's also an author. He's written The Wounded Child, a real life story of healing and hope. And where can people pick up your new book?
In Amazon, Robin. Okay. We have it in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, they can go to Amazon and purchase
okay.
the book.
You can put in Ariel Degato or The Wounded Child.
That is correct.
Okay, beautiful. And if you, we're going to give out Ariel's number more here in the show, but if you ever needed to get a hold of him, he's kindly giving out his cell phone. It's 303-263-6043. That's 303-263-6043. Here's a question that I am anxious to listen to the answer for. You think about climbing a ladder. What does that mean to you, and how can that relate to our audience?
Thank you, Robin. Uh-huh. So think about climbing a ladder. Have you done that before?
I've climbed a ladder.
Think about climbing a ladder, and you're way up there, right?
Yeah.
And then you turn around and look down.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about falling back.
Oh, yeah.
It's
well,
terrifying.
That would be terrifying, yeah.
Terrifying, yes. That's why a while back I made a decision. If I am going to fall, I am going to fall forward.
Forward.
Never fall back. Never. So fall forward for me is key to fall forward and learn from it. And we're gonna we're gonna talk about some things that I went through. But to me, the question that I ask: what's more important? How many times you fail, or how many times you get up and keep fighting?
There you go.
Right?
Exactly right. I agree 100%. So we don't need to be afraid to fail, correct?
No.
So why is that such a big misnomer in our brains that we're afraid to fail when it's actually something that teaches us something?
That is correct. Yeah, I tell people all the time, do not be afraid to fail.
Uh-huh.
There's a caveat there. Okay. Professionally.
Okay.
Fail all you want. Get fired from a job. Change careers. Whatever you want to do professionally.
Mm-hmm.
With your family, be careful. Especially the young people listening out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only have one chance. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need for your family. I'm talking about getting married with your kids, with your spouse. Professionally, yes, fail big. As many times as you want. You will have second chances.
Yes.
But with your family, sometimes you won't.
Right.
So be careful.
So what do you say about that on families that are estranged right now and have maybe some misunderstandings and even bitterness and things that probably need clarity that haven't been clarified? What can you do in restoration of a family? I know that's a heavy one.
No, and let me tell you, Robin, if I'm here, it's because of a miracle.
Wow.
I was gone. I didn't want to live anymore, and God rescued me. Speaking about broken families, I come up from a broken family. Broken, like the song, Beyond Repair.
Wow.
And we were able to figure things out. And I made the decision a few years back to live my life with zero unforgiveness.
Wow.
Unforgiveness will eat you.
Yes.
Alive.
It will.
And I grew up in a culture where, as a man, you have to be macho. You have to. You don't ask for help. You don't cry. And something else that we learn at home is we don't confront anybody.
Right.
We don't.
We
always talk.
Isn't
about,
that weird?
Don't say don't say anything. People
Why
are gonna find
is that.
That's just something that was passed
Some kind
down.
Kind of a cultural.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
And a few years ago, we started breaking that with our family, and today we're not there yet. There's a lot
sure.
of wounds from the past,
sure.
you know, but we can be upfront with each other, and
Good.
Right now we're going through some struggles as a family, like everybody, right?
Absolutely.
But we made the decision to forgive each other right away. It's
wow.
tough.
Yeah.
Believe me, Robin, you know this. It's very difficult. Because
is.
When someone hurts you, what do you want to do? You want to retaliate, right?
Right.
That's what you... Flash
and you're like,
telling.
How could you even think that about me? Or,
right.
you know, what would cause you to think that that was anything that would even be related to who I am? So when someone absolutely jumps over your character and acts like it's not even there, you want to roll up in a ball and almost just not function.
Right. And don't get me wrong. Boundaries are good.
Yes, absolutely.
We have to have boundaries,
we have
okay?
to, yes. Not walls,
right.
but boundaries.
Boundaries, yes.
Right.
But what worked for me throughout the years is first, heal my heart.
Very good.
We all are wounded from my childhood.
All are.
Different wounds, right?
yeah.
But
there
if,
isn't a soul out there listening right now that hasn't been wounded as a child. Yes.
If you don't heal your wounds, those wounds will dictate your life. They will tell you what to do.
Like a puppet.
That's it. Yes.
And you got the puppet master of wounds handling you. You've named out these six different falls, unless there's something else you want to tell me about the book.
It was about 5 years ago. I was flying from Bogota, Colombia to Dallas, Texas, and it was I was flying back with a heavy heart.
And you were alone?
Yes.
Okay.
We completed, I think, during that trip, about 15 workshops for families.
Wow.
And I shared my testimony in all those workshops, and I get a ton of people come to me and ask for help, and I was overwhelmed.
Wow.
So I remember I was praying during that flight, and I heard for the first time in my life, you have to write a book. And I just didn't even...
That was the furthest thing from your imagination.
Yes, because you know why? Because I only did 6 years of school total back home.
Oh, wow.
So I started working when I was 10. I quit going to school, and I started working because it was time to support my family, my mom. I was a kid.
Yeah.
So when I heard that the first time, I was like, I'm not writing the book. But then 6 months later.
So I heard that wrong. Yeah.
I was like, God, really? So 6 months later, a friend of mine came to me and goes, Ariel, I had a dream last night. You have to write a book. Your testimony is very powerful.
Wow. And somebody just came to you and said,
yes.
That. Okay.
And then the CEO and founder of Cedargate Publishing called me up after that and said, Ariel, I think you have to write a book. Come and see us. And that was the first time that I thought about the book. But the purpose of the book, there's two clear purposes. I want to bring hope.
Okay.
Because
beautiful.
I didn't see the light. God was not done with me, but I was done.
Yeah.
And then legacy.
Okay.
I am my first generation Christian.
Oh, okay.
First generation that believes in God.
Wow.
And honestly, Robin, 300 years down the road, I want my great-great-grandkids reading my book and knowing exactly who I was. I wasn't a perfect man, but when God got a hold of my heart, I changed.
Wow.
And I want them to see that. And I want the book to be a roadmap, a GPS for them, so
that's
they don't make
great.
As many mistakes as I did. You know.
There you go. So. Absolutely. And that they have that beautiful word, hope. You know, because we all are going to fail as human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to hurt other people. And, you know, we want to have our chance to be able to go, you know, this guy did it. Mm-hmm. This guy got through it. This person did this. I mean, that's why testimonials and books, biography type books, are so powerful, because it gives the other person hope.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So we're having church for a second. When we come back, we're going to hit these six different numbers. They're called fall. So fall number six, fall number five. Ariel's going to go into some deeper answers here when we come back on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on Freedom 96.9 FM, our new FM station 96.9. And the name of the book, please get it through Amazon, is The Wounded Child, a real life story of healing and hope. We'll be right back with some more Ariel. Say your name.
Delgado. I can say even better, Ariel Delgado.
Ooh,
if you can pronounce that, you get a free copy of the book.
I love it. Yay. Yeah. All right, this is Robin Gunn coming back in here with a super interesting show with how can you pronounce your name where somebody can get a free book?
Ariel Delgado.
Delgado. Ariel.
You almost
Delgado.
Got it.
Okay.
You almost got it. You
get I like to roll the tongue. It's good. So his book is The Wounded Child, a real life story of healing and hope. He also has, he's the founder and CEO of Building Lives. You can actually go to building-lives.com. That's his website, building-lives with an S on the end of lives.com. You can also reach him at 303-263-6043. He has an office number that is the 405-724-0309, extension 101. That's 405-724-0309, extension 101. He's an author, chaplain, and speaker. So he is a speaker for hire. He's very dynamic. He's also funny. He can speak how many languages?
About two and a half.
Two and a half. So
yes.
You've got American or English.
I'm still trying to learn English, you know. Spanish for sure.
Sure.
And then I can get around with Portuguese.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I can order some beers in Portuguese and stuff like that, you know.
Love it. You got to always be able to order any type of food consumption in a country. So you talk about different falls in your book.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about fall number six.
People love stories.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Today I want to share the six biggest fails of my life, but not just that, what I did to get up and keep fighting.
Gotcha.
And you're going to see throughout the story, there's something that is key in all the times that I failed to get up. So let me tell you how I came to America.
Okay.
I want to take you back in time, 20 years ago.
Okay.
So I was in Uruguay. Again, I grew up in a very poor family.
Mm.
Uruguay, let me just give a little bit of an idea what it is. It's between Argentina and Brazil, all the way down in South America, about 11 and a half hours in a plane from Dallas. So a long flight. But I grew up on a farm in when I was about 24 years old, my father has left the house, so, and I have twin brothers and my sister.
Okay.
My sister is 9 months older than me.
Oh,
9 months.
Wow.
Feel bad for my mom. That's a yes.
But, I mean, that's called Irish twins, but
yes.
I've never heard it that close.
Yeah, we have the same age for about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So when my father left, it was time to... Yes, 9 months. Wow, brutal. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, my brother and I are 10 and a half months apart, so
wow.
I thought, wow, so you've got us beat.
Yeah.
Yes, your poor dear mother.
I started thinking about the idea of moving somewhere. I was dating someone at the time. She moved before me to Georgia, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna follow her." So, but 30 days prior to my trip, we broke up. I was young, stupid,
yeah,
and we broke up. And the country was in really bad shape economically. It was bad, so I only had the money to purchase the flight.
Okay.
But when we broke up, I was like, what do I do? So I changed my ticket to go to New York.
Huh.
But I didn't have a place to stay. So I, at the moment when I changed my flight, I was like, I know I have a cousin that has a friend in New York, so I can give him a call. I have 30 days.
Yeah.
So, but
awful brave of you.
Yes. The day before my trip, I canceled my trip because I didn't have any money. I woke up the day of my trip. I woke up and I talked to my best friend. And he goes, "Eric, you can't stay here. This is bad. It's going to get worse." He goes, "I have $50. Take it." So I remember I called one of my family members. I was about an hour and a half from Montevideo, which is the capital, and the airport. And I was like, "Can you take me to the airport?" He goes, "I thought you were not leaving." I was like, "I am." So he goes, "The brakes on my truck are not working." I was like, "I don't care. Just take me. I have to get on that plane."
I don't care.
So he took me. That's how desperate I was.
This is a movie.
Yes. That's how desperate I was. I was desperate. It was the worst thing for me. It was to stay back home because I couldn't support my family. It was either that or we were not eating for the next week.
Yeah.
So, well, he took me to the first traffic light. I called another friend, and I was like, "Hey, can you pick me up?" He goes, "Hey, my truck is full of vegetables, but I can pick you up and take you to the airport." Finally, I made it to the airport. And people listening out there, they may think that I'm crazy, and I am, but I made it. So from the airport, from a public phone, I called my cousin, and I was like, "Hey, can you help me with your friend in New York?" He goes, "Yeah, give me a couple weeks." I was like, "I don't have a couple weeks. I'm landing at the Kennedy Airport in New York tomorrow." He goes, "You're crazy." I was like, "Yes, I am, but can you help me?" So I boarded the plane in Uruguay, not knowing where I was sleeping the next day. That's how desperate I was.
Crazy.
So finally, on my first layover in São Paulo, Brazil, I finally talked to my cousin. He goes, "Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of my friend." Before I boarded the plane from São Paulo to New York, I was able to talk to this guy in New York. He goes, "Hey, I can't go get you. I'm in Beacon, New York, 2.5 hours from Manhattan. Here's the address. Get here and
get
young.
There."
So that was a relief for me.
Okay.
So next day, I went to security, and they asked me how much money you have, and I was coming as a visitor. So they stamped my passport, and they said, "Hey, have a great vacation." I was like, "Perfect." So, but I still, no English, no money.
Wow.
I got out of the airport. I took a taxi from Kennedy Airport to Central Station, to train station. They charged me $45.
I was just going to ask, and I had to eat up all your $50.
$45. I walk into the train station in Manhattan with $5. So no English. I wasn't, you know, I just went to a police officer, and he took me to a police officer from Puerto Rico, and he bought me the ticket to get to my friend's house.
Ariel.
That's it. That's how I made it to New York.
That's
next
incredible.
Day, I was working as a dishwasher, making $5 an hour, and that is how my journey started. You know what? But the thing is, I had a goal in mind.
Yes.
You guys heard this term, have the end in mind.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a goal in mind. You know what my goal was? To feed my family, my mom and my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either you get on that plane, make it to New York, or you won't eat the next week.
So you were driven.
I was.
For that. Yeah.
I was scared.
Scared, of course.
But that was my goal. That was number one.
That's very good.
Yes. And then, so that was also around February. So keep in mind, February is not a good month for me. And I was born in February, so I'm in trouble, you know. So now, February 2016, after fast forward, being in America for a long time, working as a dishwasher for a while, moved to Colorado, got married, two daughters. One day I walk into the restaurant chain Chipotle in Colorado. They hire me as a crew member, as a cook.
Okay.
And a little bit later, I realized that was the company that I was looking for. I had three jobs at the time, but I quit my other two jobs and I stayed at Chipotle. So they sent me to school. They told me how good I was. They believe in me. 3 years later, I was an area manager. I was overseeing a few restaurants in Colorado. So my boss came to me and goes, "Ariel, can you move to Oklahoma?" I was like, "Sure." So they moved me to Oklahoma to oversee Kansas and Oklahoma.
Okay.
So when I left Chipotle in 2016, I was making about $200,000.
Wow.
But
and you had $50 in
yes. This is the best country in the world. I know people listen know this, but this is the best country in the world. No kidding.
Amen.
So, but after accomplishing the American dream, I was facing a divorce. From 30,000 feet, perfect life.
Yeah.
three houses, boat, jet ski, everything that you can imagine. Great salary, but I was broken inside. And I was doing things that I wasn't supposed to.
Gotcha.
I was being unfaithful. God was not in my life. So 2016, I was a wreck.
Yeah.
I ended up February 5th, to be exact. I ended up in a mental hospital, Cedar Ridge, Oklahoma City.
I know it, yes.
Because I couldn't live anymore. I didn't want to live anymore. I was done.
Because you were losing everything.
Yes. But you know what? The problem was in my heart.
Yeah. There was a hole in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Even through the divorce, you know what? I came to Christ during the all those struggles in my life. And my goal was to get my family back and to get closer to God. Mm-hmm. If you follow the story, I always had something to fight for.
Gotcha.
Fall forward.
Fall forward.
Never fall back.
Back. Okay. Give me a little bit more. We got about 2 minutes in the segment.
So February 6th of 2016, I was in that hospital for about 24 hours and I couldn't take the pain anymore. I couldn't.
Just the emotional and mental pain. Okay.
And all the brokenness from my childhood and the things that I did.
Mm-hmm,
I was addicted to a few things, alcohol, pornography, and I couldn't take the pain anymore. So I remember I got off the bed and I got on my knees that February 6th of 2016 at 10:30 p.m. And believe me, I didn't believe in God. I grew up in some Catholic culture, but we never did anything with it.
Right.
So, but I remember I got off the bed and I couldn't take the pain anymore. I started screaming at God and calling him names. I think he just got tired of listening to me and he goes, "Hey, I'm here." You know, so, but I remember.
You've got my attention.
Yes. I know the question that I was asking him, "Are you real? Show it to me." And believe me, at 10:30, I felt that someone reached into my chest and took my dirty, poisoned heart out and gave me a new heart. And I heard a voice, "Everything's going to be okay." But I was in a mental hospital. So I was like, "I'm crazy, right? I'm going crazy." But now I was not crazy. God spoke to me in a mental hospital. If you're listening out there and you're done, you're about to be done, don't do that. There's always hope.
That's right. Oh, Ariel. Okay. I've got chills just going up and down me. But we have to take another break, but we'll be right back, and Ariel will get right back in these points that he wants to make before we go off air. This is Robin Gunn. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And you're listening to us on the new Freedom 96.9 FM.
Hi, my name is Roxanne Parks, and I am currently delighted and honored to be serving the great state of Oklahoma as Miss Oklahoma Senior America 2022. And we and my team would like to invite you to come out and celebrate the Age of Elegance with senior women over 60 years old that will be performing in our upcoming Miss Oklahoma Senior America pageant. It will be held on Saturday, April 15th, 2023 at 1 p.m. at the new and the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center in Mustang, Oklahoma. We will enjoy and cheer on the contestants as they will be scored in four different categories: interview, talent, evening gown, and philosophy of life. What a sweet time to come out and support some Oklahoma seniors. As we know, the future generation is always built upon the shoulders of her seniors. So come on out on Saturday, April 15th, 1 p.m. at the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center. We hope to see you there.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with
Freedom 96.9,
coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Come join us for the 22nd annual UConn Senior Games in April. Registration for the games begins on February 1st with an opening luau kicking off this week-long event on Friday, April 14th. The UConn Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. We offer events such as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who've just learned a new sport by entering the event and trying. All participants are invited to an opening social to kick off the games with dinner, music, and good fun. Anyone 50 years of age or older as of December 31st, 2023 is encouraged to participate and be part of something really special. Plus, registration opens on February 1st through April 12th, and it's only $15 plus $5 per event. For more information, you can visit UConnOK.gov or call 405-350-8937. Once again, that's UConnOK.gov under the Parks and Recreation tab. We'll see you at the games.
This is Robin Gunn on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. I'm just going to let Ariel, who is an author, chaplain, and speaker, just take it away with what else we're talking about on these different fall forwards.
Thank you, Robin. I was in that mental hospital for 5 days.
Okay.
I didn't take any medicine. The doctor in the hospital believed me that I wasn't crazy. After 5 days, I left. I had a mess outside of the hospital. But you know what? That was the first time in my life that I saw the light. There was hope because I came to Christ
yes,
in the hospital.
You had
went
that.
Straight to Life Church, started my journey. It was amazing, but I had a long road in front of me with my family. And
sure.
I fought and fought for that, but that's a different story. But honestly, I thought that that hospital was bottom for me. But I didn't know that there was another bottom after that.
Wow.
We're about to get to that.
Okay.
So, left the hospital February of 2017 now. You see a pattern here, right? February is not a good month for me.
Yeah,
I came here in
I was
February.
Just gonna say.
First fall in February, and now in February of 2017, I lost my job. I couldn't even get out of bed. I was so emotionally devastated because
crushed.
Going through a divorce, healing my wounds, I had Christ in my heart.
Right.
But if I thought, and maybe it's because I was new in my faith, I thought that you come to Christ and everything gets fixed, right?
It's just
I was like,
dory, yeah.
I remember I was on my knees asking God, really, God, I just gave you my heart and you gave me all this? I didn't realize that I was paying the consequences my actions.
Your actions, yeah.
So 2017, I couldn't lead anybody. I was leading 200 people. I ended up losing my job. I went from $200,000 to $25,000, supporting two houses, going through a divorce. So I remember February again, a year later, 2018, after having it all, quotes, right? Having it all. I found myself sleeping in my truck at the parking lot at the Walmart on Danforth and Kelly and Edmond because I lost it all. I remember even my dog. I remember I went into Walmart that morning. It was a cold morning. I slept on my truck, went into Walmart to do my routine because that was my, you know, my house, I guess, for a minute. So came back with the coffee, and I just, when I got in the truck, I felt this sense of, you know, brokenness again. And I remember I started praying. And I remember God asked me a profound question that day that changed my life. I was like, God, help me. And God asked me, Ariel, look around. What do you see? My answer was nothing. And then he goes, am I enough today?
Oh, am I enough? Okay.
Because until that day, I was still struggling with pride, surrendering to God. And since that day, he broke me and he took everything away from me. It was the right thing to do. And from that day, he started lifting me up. It's still a long journey.
Sure.
But there was something that I needed to heal in my heart. There was something big in my heart from the past. And I want to take you back in time. To be exact, 1989. In 1989, I experienced the deepest wound.
Wow.
And I can relate everything that I just shared with you guys and a lot more, because there's a lot more to the story. I can relate that back to 1989, to that wound I had.
Okay.
I remember when I was 11, like I said before, I quit going to school at 10 because I needed to support my mom and my dad, help them support. So I started working out on the field, picking up potatoes and all the farm stuff.
Sure.
In my mind, I thought that I was a man, but I was a kid.
Yeah.
So when you go out there and work out on the field with strangers and adults, you expose yourself, especially if nobody's protecting you. So, but I didn't saw that. I didn't see that. So I remember during that year, I experienced something that it changed my life. I was sexually abused by another man. But you know what? I didn't share that with anybody until 2016, because I grew up in a culture that to be a man, you don't cry. You don't ask for help. Imagine me sharing that, Robin.
Yeah.
It wasn't possible.
No way.
So what I did, I just hide it.
Yeah.
But that wound got infected, started taking over my heart, my mind, my body. I became, shortly after that, I started going out, drinking. Then I became addicted to porn, which is, that's another subject that if someone is interested in hearing about pornography, which is destroying our families today.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to get off here, Robin, but pornography want to target our kids when they are 8 years old.
Yes, I know.
So I went through that. I was addicted to that for 20 years. But what I'm realizing now is that wound really took over me. And I hid it for a long time, but it was there. That wound dictated my life. Yes.
Yeah, and shame.
And shame. Guilt. But you know what? Yeah. I just pushed forward.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Even at that age, that was a huge wound for me, but I decided to push forward and heal from it. I didn't know how. I didn't have any idea how. So, but because of that, when I became a teenager, I started, you know, self-medicating with alcohol, following the steps of my dad.
That would be very standard to do.
Right, right. So, but you know what I realized today, Robin? I needed to go back and rescue that boy. 2016, that was the first time in my life that I asked for help. And I started realizing the next 2 years after that is that that boy, that 11-year-old boy, it was in prison. He was captured. I needed to rescue him. And that's what I did. I went back and healed my heart and let that boy free. And because of that, I am here today. People say, really? Yes. I'm glad that I went through it. I didn't want to go through it at the time.
No.
But because of that, Robin, I'm here today. And because of that, I wrote the book. And because of that, I'm a new show.
Yes. Praise God. I love it.
If you're a man and you're out there, you listen to me, you're out there and you listen to me, don't believe that lie that you don't need help.
Right.
We all need help.
Amen.
Yes.
That's exactly
right. And now that I'm doing this for a living through the chaplaincy, there's a lot more stories.
So when you say chaplaincy, what does that mean, that big corporations can hire you as their chaplain?
We bring resources. You know, when you have employees, you expect them to do their best, right? But when you have a crisis at home, when you have a personal crisis like mine, you can't be 100%.
Right.
You're
There's
not
no
going to
way.
Be. So that's why we go in with resources. We have resources like my book. We have resources for couples. We have resources, financial resources as well. So it's basically, life happens at work. So we want to support those employees.
That's good.
And statistics shows that when the employee is healthy and has less problems at home, guess what? They're more productive.
That's right. Exactly.
So we bring resources into the corporation. And people ask me, oh, chaplain, okay, you bring God into the corporations? You know what? That's not what our main goal. We don't talk about God until they talk about God. We want to help you through life.
There you go. Because everybody needs help, like you said. Heather.
Even talking to someone.
Okay. So we're going to take our final break. This is our shortest break. We'll only be gone less than a minute. But we'll be back, and Ariel will wrap everything up for us, and we'll make sure you know how to get a hold of him here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on
got it.
Yeah.
Couple more radio shows that I got it.
On Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Yes, Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. For the last 30 years, we have had Ariel Delgado is a author, chaplain, and speaker. He's a corporate chaplain. Ariel, how would somebody, what do you speak on?
Motivational.
Okay.
Yes, I was at OVU not too long ago speaking to students, and I have another one coming up. So, yeah, I'll be happy to.
Yeah, you are totally for hire for that.
To bring hope. Yes.
There you go. Healing and hope. Mm-hmm. The book, again, is The Wounded Child, A Real Life Story of Healing and Hope, and you can get that through Amazon. How would you like to wrap this show up?
So, thinking about everybody's wounded out there. Mm-hmm. Different wounds. Even though I felt responsible and I feel guilt for my wound, the one that I experienced at 11 years old.
Yes.
It wasn't my fault.
Right. No way.
However, I'm responsible what to do with it.
Yes. To heal from it. Yes.
And one of the things that I see a lot, and I'm not here to judge, but is we tend to blame people when we're wounded.
Sure.
As soon as I got off that, the blame game, I started healing. You can't control what happened to you, but you can control what you're going to do to overcome those. And every fall will leave you a wound.
Wow.
What do you do with that wound? You heal it. Mm-hmm. You hide it like I did. And because I hid it all my life, I got addicted to a few things. I hurt some people. Mm-hmm. I lost some people as well.
Because you hit it.
Yes. If you're out there listening to me, reach out for help. Do not underestimate the power of sharing your wounds with someone that you can trust for sure. You're not
exactly.
Gonna, but share and ask for help.
That's
Don't believe
great.
That lie.
That's awesome. Anything else? We got a couple of minutes.
Buy the book.
Okay. All right. We got this book. It's called The Wounded Child, A Real Life Story of Healing and Hope by Ariel Delgado. You've just heard this fantastic story, but again, he's just hitting high points. So the book goes into so much more detail. He is the founder and CEO of Building Lives. So that's building-lives.com. Ariel, what's your email?
It's ariel@building-lives.com.
Okay, so Ariel is spelled A-R-I-E-L.
Correct.
Building-lives.com. What's your office number?
The office number is 405-724-0309, extension 101, or my cell phone number is 303-263-6043. 303-263-6043.
Will you give the office number one more time?
Sure. 405-724-0309, extension 101.
Beautiful.
Or 101.
Okay. All right. Well, I have enjoyed having you on the show. I want to definitely have you back. And anybody that out there that are corporate, that own businesses, this is a man you need to be talking to. He's so non-judgmental. There's not a judgmental bone in his body. Also, he's a fantastic speaker. And then again, his book, author that he is over The Wounded Child. This is his personal life story. I'll just see you next week, and thank you so much for listening to Freedom 96.9 FM with Robin Gunn, the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. You can listen to this show anytime on our app. You can also listen to the show anytime on our website at okseniorjournal.com. Thank you again. We'll see you next week.